Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and Sean Lopez.
If I could change one moment in my sports history, it's not one where I was a fan, it's one where I was a player. The year.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'm telling you, I'm going Uncle Rico.
I'd have gone pro.
I haven't thought about it much, but it haunted me for 5-6 years, a decade maybe.
A heartbeat. I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Soaking it up. Hot tub with my soul.
Sports Radio 610.
Pump day!
Today is the day that we have our lives changed. Your life will never, ever be the same again. I can promise you, when you listen to this edition of In the Loop with Landry Locker and the OG John Lopez, because at 10:40, we're going to give you the five keys to life courtesy of the shot caller out there at NRG. You've heard about the legend, but you haven't heard from the legend. The five keys to success from the man himself. You don't want to miss that. That's the good news. The bad news, the OG John Lopez has had a lot of historic assignments throughout his career, including getting to cover the most historic home run chase in the history of baseball. That now takes a back seat to the home run race.
There's another one
between Alvarez and Tyler White. They are tied down the stretch. Tyler White took the lead yesterday, but Yordan Alvarez in his second game tied Tyler White's season total. And I know you covered Maguire Sosa, but it don't get much better than this.
It doesn't get better than that.
We might also have the news of who the next Texans GM is going to be, because it's going to be only a matter of time before we learn whether or not Nick Caserio, the only scenario in my mind, is going to be the guy for that job. And Ian Rappaport, the man who I'm assuming is probably going to break the news when the GM is hired, he's going to have about 3 hours to chase that story, and he's going to join us at 1:15 live right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Happy hump day, everybody. What if Ian Rappaport breaks the news like just in the moments or the hour before he comes on with us? That would be pretty cool. So there's that possibility, but we have so much to cover. The GM search is continuing. B.O.B. has spoken, kind of. I mean, we'll get to that.
Again, I'll go back to the statement that Cal made.
Yes, and he has a vision, Cal does, that he's gonna exercise for the owner. And, oh, by the way, they did a thorough evaluation. So if you didn't know, we'll get to that as well.
We will get to that, and I mean, we might as well not waste any time and get right into that, because there are a lot of pissed off people yesterday, for lack of a better term. I got everything I needed from that Bill O'Brien press conference.
Did you?
I got everything I needed, and I am now convinced that Bill O'Brien, it was originally assumed, it was originally reported that Bill O'Brien was the most powerful guy at NRG, and this coach has so much power. That guy at that podium yesterday did not look like a powerful guy. I actually think Bill O'Brien has less power than he did before Brian Game was fired on Friday. And I think this next GM is coming in to run the Houston Texans. And I think Bill O'Brien's going to be answering to this GM. This GM is not going to be answering to Bill O'Brien. I am 100% convinced on that. And oh, by the way, we always assumed that Bill O'Brien was safe here and that he basically, you know, he would never be on the hot seat. And he doesn't deserve to be, in fairness, after an 11-5 season. But if the Texans go out there and they don't reach expectations next season, I think Bill O'Brien is going to be on the hot seat, and I think it could be sooner rather than later, where the Texans are looking for a new coach to pair with whoever the new GM is.
We're going to hit the, for those who were not listening yesterday afternoon, we're going to hit the press conference and the highlights and the lowlights, et cetera. But I will say this as my big takeaway this morning after sleeping on it, Landry and Figgy. This is one of the rare occurrences. I can hardly remember any other, in fact, where you go to a press conference after a major monumental moment in an organization's history, and you come out of the press conference knowing less than you did when you went in. And let me explain that. You had some thoughts about...
How so?
I'm going to explain it right now. You had some thoughts about the press conference and about the power struggle and about how it broke down and Bill O'Brien gaining more power. Well, I mean, to paraphrase our guy Stanford Rout, who also will join us today, guess what? You thought...
Why are you putting him on blast like that?
I'm not.
What's the over-under on how many guess whats we're going to get from Stanford today?
6.5.
Figgy, you got a guess?
Over 6.
I'm going to say 4.
Okay,
I'm going to say 4.
But that's his thing. That's fine. Guess what? If you thought you knew what you knew about Bill O'Brien going into the press conference, you know less now because you don't know if he really lost power, if he was just doing what the owner told him or whatever. If you thought Cal McNair was going to be forthcoming about everything that has happened and about the power structure, et cetera, you know less. If you thought that Jack Easterby did not have the most power in that room, John McClain, you know less because you know he hasn't spoken as either.
Oh, we're gonna hear him speak today.
Oh, we're gonna hear him.
You're gonna dominate the day today. Yeah. I can promise you at 10:40.
But that was a really weird thing that you have a press conference and people afterwards know less than they did going on before.
Well, this is what Bill O'Brien. This is the theme of Bill O'Brien's press conference. This was his opening statement, and he cited this exact statement at least 5 times, word for word. I know he referenced it more than that. We have some John Lopez statistics coming up. But this is what Bill O'Brien went up in front of the media and said, and this is basically what he stood by throughout.
Cal McNair said it all in his statement the other day. He did a thorough evaluation of the football operation. I'm not saying that he did it by himself, but he did a thorough evaluation of the football operation, and that included me. He was very clear with me on what we needed to do to continue to grow as an organization, as a football team. You know, the improvements that he thinks needs to be made, not just coaching staff, but the whole building. I don't think, you know, obviously he's not afraid to make tough decisions. Number one is relative to this football team, he wants to win. In the beginning, he's been perfectly clear with me on what he wants, what he wants me to improve on, what he wants me to do, and he's been perfectly clear with the whole organization on what his expectations are moving forward.
He referenced thorough evaluation, vision, and statement 29 times in a 14-minute.
29?
In a little more than 14
minutes. You're exaggerating.
Minute. I counted them last
29.
Night.
29?
I'll go with the statement again. I stand by the statement that Cal made.
I was watching the Astros, and I turned on the press conference again. I think it was 14 minutes and 30-something seconds.
No, it was 14:36.
14 minutes and 36 seconds.
14:36.
He referenced Cal McNair's thorough evaluation, Cal McNair's vision, and Cal McNair's statement 29 times. 29. Count them. Check my work, because I did it twice. That's bizarre, number one. And secondly, that tells me we got to hear from Cal McNair.
I feel better, man. Like, I feel a lot better about the Texans right now than I did before. Because
I don't know what I feel.
My biggest fear was when we talk about alignment, that meant a lack of accountability. Mm-hmm. That meant that regardless what happened, Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain were aligned and they were linked together. You can say what you want, and when they hire the next GM, they can go up there and they can say we're aligned. But the reality is we know who Bill O'Brien was aligned with, and that guy didn't even last 19 months. He barely lasted 2 pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, I feel better, much better. That's the right math, right? Yes, that is right. Yeah,
close,
thank you very much.
Close.
I got you. I got your back. That right there makes me feel a little bit better because Bill O'Brien's going to have to answer to this GM. And we've said it many times, Nick Caserio is the only scenario. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick about what he thinks about Nick Caserio and what they're saying in Boston. And I got to tell you, they might have him tied up and locked in a closet at this point, because they feel damn good about him. It's going to be interesting to see what Ian Rappaport has to say about that. I got to give some props where props are due, because media types, we're not media critics, but we know what goes in to being in the media. And I got to give credit to the media types that were out there in full force yesterday at NRG. Every question that you would want asked was asked.
Yeah, it was.
100%.
And they deserve a lot of credit for going up there and asking the right questions. There was only one question that seemed a little bit out of place. And Bill O'Brien even kind of took a step back and was a little bit surprised that it was even being asked. But the reality and the number one lesson of journalism is it's not whether or not they answer the question, but the question has to be asked.
Yes.
You have to ask the question. You have to go out there. That is your duty as a journalist, and that is your duty as a reporter, and that is your responsibility to the city of Houston when NFL Network is streaming this press conference. You don't ask a random question like this.
How good does it feel to have a plethora of wide receivers in camp?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
You're in the middle of this, like I said, 14-minute availability about a monumental moment in the franchise's history.
How good does it feel to have a plethora of wide receivers
when
in camp?
When is that question even a good question? How good does it feel to have a plethora of wide receivers? So that's like kind of your opinion in saying there. What's he supposed to say? Well, technically, we're only three deep.
We don't have a plethora.
Vincent Smith's okay. Yeah. And, you know, Carter's all right, but we got this, guys. But that question was bad, and it got me to thinking, because one of my favorite media critics and one of the guys that is fighting one of the best fights in the city of Houston, I'm not trying to undersell all the real serious issues, but I think the Houston Chronicle is a staple of Houston. I know you're an alum of the Houston Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a staple. One of the guys and one of my favorite media critics / media types, a utility guy at the Houston Chronicle, Greg Rajan. You always say Rajan, and it's Rajan.
I say Rajan.
And that's the wrong way to say it. I want to get his opinion on that question compared to
another
question.
Perspective.
From an editor's perspective and a media critic. I want to get his opinion on that question.
Well, let's call him.
Compared to a question, Figgy, let's get him on the line. Compared to a question that was asked game 5 after the Raptors blew a 6-point lead to the Golden State Warriors with 6 points left. And I just want to have what I want to call a media-type showdown. Which was the worst question? We got him on the line.
Yeah, I got him.
Let's go to Greg Rajan. Greg, how you doing, man? You're one of my favorite media critics. You're fighting the good fight, keeping the Chronicle alive. I got to have a showdown here. I'm going to play two questions for you, and I want you to tell me which one was the worst. You ready to go?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Here is the first one. Here was the one asked yesterday in the media scrum at NRG to Bill O'Brien amidst all the drama and speculation about Brian Gaines firing.
How good does it feel to have a plethora of wide receivers in camp?
That's question number one. Question number two. This was asked after game 5 when Toronto blew a 6-point lead to their head coach, Nick Nurse. He called a timeout with 2.5 minutes left. Golden State rallied. Probably not the right time to call a timeout, but this question was asked. I want to ask one of my favorite members of the media, which one was the worst?
Question. I wanted to know the thought process behind calling the timeout when we were making a run, while the Raptors are making their run.
Ooh, oh no. Greg, you're my favorite media type. You're the media critic, the official Loophole media critic. Which one was the worst?
First of all, thanks. I didn't know I'd been promoted, but that's good to hear.
There you go.
I would say the first question is the worst considering the circumstances, and I wouldn't even want to know the number of daggers that were stared at that guy after he asked that in that setting, because I mean that is it. Like you guys are saying, that is the occasion to grill Bill O'Brien, because that's your one chance to really ask him about it. Because today he's going to be talking football. Yesterday was a chance to ask about Brian Gaines, Cal McNair, whatever. A question about wide receiver depth seems odd, kind of like during J.J. Watt's availability yesterday. Someone asked him about bringing a hockey team to Houston. I have no idea how that's relevant to a mini camp of media availability, but hey, whatever. The Toronto question, I thought it was a good question. You need to ask Nick Nurse why he called that timeout. But saying we, oh, my God, that's just horrible. You can't ever do that.
All right, Greg, we got you on the phone. We got to know this answer because I was pretty laid back when this happened with me. But whenever you change John McClain's copy, does he go ballistic?
No. He actually thanks you sometimes. You know?
There are a couple of couple of guys that I know that would go a little off on that.
I think there are probably a few guys who have, but no, I've never had any problems with anybody at Chronicle about that.
Yeah, that's
but,
good.
No, John's great. John's the best. You know, there's a reason he's going to the Hall of Fame. Mm.
All right, man. We appreciate you, Greg. Hey, keep fighting the good fight. The city of Houston needs the Chronicle. I know the industry's changing. I apologize that my co-host turned his back on your industry, but keep making up for it, and keep doing what you do for the Houston Chronicle.
Will do. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man. That's Greg Rajan.
the official media critic of In the Loop. I'm sensing a theme here. He is going to be the media type guy. We might actually grade press conferences with all Greg? The time. We might do that all the time. But shout out to all the media members. You went out there, and at the end of the day, it's all in good fun. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. There's one question everybody's asking after Bill O'Brien's press conference yesterday. Where in the heck is Cal McNair? Do we need to hear from the shot caller? Does he owe it to us? We'll discuss next.
How good does it feel to have a plethora of wide receivers in camp?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.